Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Good morning, and thank you for being with us. Well, last week we had part one of our conversation with David Dunlap. He is the curator of the New York Times and talked all about the display featuring the town of Kapuskasing and the Kapuskasing Mill. Well, this week we continue our conversation talking more about that relationship between the town of Cap and the New York Times that began many, many years ago. Dunlap also went into details about when the mill stopped producing paper for the newspaper. For more, here's David. It's amazing about seeing the paper get printed on Spruce Falls paper. And I think anybody who saw a copy of the New York Times always wanted to pick one up because they knew it was a Kapuskasing paper that it was printed on. And it was, yes. it was really kind of neat to see that. But as you were telling me just before the interview, it's that is come and gone. That no longer is the paper being printed on Spruce Falls paper. That's correct?
That is correct. I'm afraid to say that as far as I know, I think the last Kapuskasing paper bound for New York City left the mill in 2003.
Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing, though, how the paths have crossed between the New York Times and Kapuskasing and that. Do you find that when you look back at that history and look back at these moments that, wow, just amazing paths that they've been crossed?
Well, and all kinds of relationships, given the magnitude of the Kapuskasing undertaking and of Spruce Falls, the channels and the cross channels are multifarious. There is, as you know yourself, as a native, the big name from Kimberly-Clark involved in the Kapuskasing enterprise was Sensenbrenner, and it turns out that a member of the Sensenbrenner family, a United States representative from Wisconsin, is a very conservative member of Congress, and he and the New York Times have tangled repeatedly in their differing political views. So it's interesting to me that the descendants of the Sulzberger and Sensenbrenner that went, you know, canoeing down the Mattagami together are now kind of locked in a political rivalry.
And when you look back at this, they were looking originally, it sounds like they were looking for the New York Times, looking for a way to get printed and kind of almost save money when they came across this kind of venture back in the day.
Absolutely. It's vital to remember that in this electronic age that newsprint was by far the largest non-personnel cost faced by the New York Times by an order of several orders of magnitude. And the paper was at basically the mercy of the paper mills, and our newspaper, the Times Company, so that if the mills jacked the price up, there went any stock dividends for that year. So the Times was always interested, beginning in the teens, the 19-teens, in ways to assure itself more control both over price and supply. And of course, it was Kimberly-Clark who first came to Spruce Falls. But when they approached the Times about entering into a joint venture, the Times was very receptive because this was an opportunity at last to actually own or part own the source of the paper. And the thinking was this, Dennis, that Spruce Falls would be a plus in both directions. When the price of newsprint was low, Spruce Falls would just produce this endless stream of fairly inexpensive newsprint. When the price of newsprint went up, a situation that would affect the Times, it would also benefit from the Times to the extent that Spruce Falls paper was being sold to other consumers. So they figured they would win no matter which way the market for paper was headed at any given time.
We want to say thank you to longtime writer David Dunlap for taking time from his busy schedule to be with us. You can hear part one of that interview along with this week's show at mycapiscasingnow.com under the On Air tab. All the episodes are there in a podcast MP3 format to listen to at your leisure. You can also hear past episodes of the shows as well. The Coffee Club returns next Friday at 9:20.